listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. First Allegiance. Training in the martial arts is, more often than not, done as part of a group of other people. This has tremendous benefits for the students and the teacher. Having a large gene pool of training partners is valuable. A large group can mean more resources that provide a better training environment with lots of space and cool training equipment. You will also frequently make new friends. Training hard together, sharing sweat and even blood, can have a very strong bonding effect. While these are, of course, good things, group training can have unexpected consequences when you add our quirky human brain into the mix. Anytime humans socially interact within the same group of people for an extended period, like training at a martial arts academy, they tend to develop tribal behavior. One aspect of this tribal behavior is to have an us-versus-them attitude when it comes to other academies in the same area. Rivalry between academies can be a good thing if it's kept on a mature and civilized basis. Competition induces the smart instructor to improve his or her program and can spur martial sport competitors to train harder. But when you add human tribalism into the mix, rational thinking and logic are often the first casualty. This irrationality can lead to a number of negative consequences. One of these consequences is to fail to take advantage of other good opportunities for martial arts education because they lie outside your tribe. If you give in to temptation and seek some extra training from another source, it can lead to feelings of guilt or shame, or even of betrayal. The instructor, naturally, usually feels a close connection between his or her ego and the image of his or her academy, and of course usually has a strong financial stake in the school's success as well. As a result, the instructor frequently has an even stronger incentive to treat rival academies as the enemy and to work towards indoctrinating you to feel the same way. Instructors frequently feel that they deserve loyalty from their students. In some cases, this can lead to a nearly mafia-like culture in the academy, with some of the students stepping over each other in an effort to kiss ass and show their loyalty to the instructor. You shouldn't need to buy into this nonsense in order to benefit from training at an academy. After all, you are the customer. The instructor may feel threatened and even grow angry when he or she sees a student using concepts, techniques, or drills from outside the tribe. Some instructors and organizations will actually punish you if they discover that you have trained elsewhere during the term of your membership, even if the training was short-term, like a seminar or a private lesson. This punishment might entail simply giving you less attention in class, but can take on more extreme forms like demotion in rank, temporary suspension, or even permanent expulsion from the academy. In such cases, you must ask yourself just what it is that they don't want you to learn. And why? In addition, and quite embarrassingly, rivalry between academies has even on occasion led to violence. Now, how ironic is that? You take up martial arts training in order to better handle violence, only to be led to violence by your martial arts tribe. This tribalism often extends further than just a single academy. It crops up within individual styles of the martial arts as well. Experiencing what you perceive as success or progress as a result of training in a single martial arts style can, if you're not very careful, lead to the belief that your style is superior to other styles. While there may be substantial basis for feeling proud of your martial arts style, it's important to remember that other factors, like your own talent or your instructor's abilities, may have played significant roles in whatever results you experienced. Some people extend their feeling of tribalism to similar styles, or to styles from the same culture. Having a preference for a single style or a group of similar styles can lead to uncritical thinking and motivated reasoning. This shifts your emphasis from trying to learn to fight well to trying to prove the superiority of a style. Your allegiance is thus no longer to self-improvement and self-realization, or to defending yourself and your loved ones, but to serving the hierarchy of the artificial construct called a style. Individual martial arts styles are potentially valuable sources of information and inspiration. But if these benefits come at the cost of abject loyalty to the style, shutting out the benefits of training outside of the system, the cost might outweigh the benefit. Please don't misunderstand me. Of course you should be happy when a friend who is a fellow academy student does well in competition. Congratulate them as they deserve. Celebrate with them. Of course you should be grateful to your instructor if you feel that he or she has made a difference in your life. Just remember that gratitude need not equate to abject obedience. Of course you should be proud of a style that has produced many skilled martial artists whom you admire. But be careful not to allow pride to morph into blindness to the value of ideas from outside the style. And if, perish the thought, you find yourself in a desperate self-defense situation, you are statistically most likely to be on your own. Your tribe will probably not be there. Don't allow the martial arts tradition and human tendency towards tribalism to blind you to this simple fact. Your first allegiance and responsibility as a self-defense athlete is to yourself. You owe it to yourself and your loved ones to develop the most effective skill set you can. The path to this skill set may well pass through more than one instructor or academy. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think, and check out old episodes of the Martial Brain podcast at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.